today.
I love you so, baby.
Superstar in the radio industry, Doug Stephan.
That's him.
That's him.
Yeah, maybe I should say that. It sounded a little better. Hey, everybody, please welcome the superstar in the radio industry, Doug Stephan.
Thank you very much. Rich
You're welcome.
McFadden is here at the controls in our studio
from the fans
in Washington. The fans are happy to have Roberta Fasanelli, our Queen of Cheap, back again with stories on top of stories. Including the Queen of Cheap report for today. People get back to monitoring how to save money. So what do you have for us in a few minutes, Roberta?
Oh, we have some great deals from Toys R Us. We have some fantastic restaurant deals for you. New Arm & Hammer toothpaste and free cat food.
Really?
Free cat?
Now I'm hungry.
Good for you, Richard.
Oh, the restaurant deals are awesome.
Ken Kessler is monitoring our social media, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. Did we figure out about LinkedIn yet? Did we have that conversation on the air or off the air?
It was off the
off
air.
The air.
Off, yeah.
But
off.
We are on LinkedIn, so if you'd like to connect with us individually, we are. Not as the show, but Ken, Roberta, Doug, myself, Rich, we're all there.
Before we get to the things that you need to know for today, this is in honor of Roberta coming back to the program after having been gone for a couple of weeks. Story of a man and a woman who are having a quiet romantic dinner in a fine restaurant, gazing lovingly at each other, holding hands. The waitress, thinking very nice, took the order at the table. Noticed the woman was slowly sliding down her chair and under the table. The man staring straight ahead. The waitress watched as the woman went all the way down under the table, out of sight. The man staring straight ahead. Waitress, thinking this behavior was a bit risque, worried that it might offend other diners, went over to the table and said, pardon me, sir, but I think your wife just slid under the table. The man calmly looked at her and said, no, no, she didn't. She just walked in.
Move along.
All right, along. So the ship, the boat, the planes, the only thing that's not in the story are the trains. Search crews are racing again to find the plane's boxes before the batteries die. They won't send a submarine, not yet, because they still have to prove that what the Chinese ping heard was really a ping, and what the Australian ship heard was really a ping.
So if they don't have any more pings, how do they prove the pings?
They don't. They can't.
They can't. And I'm guessing, well, seas have calmed down today a lot. Ships are out there again. But this is a standoff. I was looking at a picture, excuse me, that's online of a worker mopping a mural depicting the missing plane at a school in the Philippines, in Manila.
Mm-hmm.
And you look around at how much interest there is in this thing. Roberta, you've been on the road for a couple of weeks. Have you heard a lot of people talking still about this thing?
You know, kind of in passing, it's more like, did they find that plane yet? You know, that sort of thing.
That's it.
You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's really it. I mean, this is so much conversation about it already. I mean, what left is there to say? It's
nothing.
Missing.
Yeah, not much to say at all. Kenny, what are people saying? Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show about this?
Alex says they found nothing. Why are they having another press conference?
But you tell us they found nothing.
Well, because people demand information.
Right. We demand to know.
It's us. It's the same reason there's a 24-hour cable network, 30 of them, that give us information 24 hours a day because we,
already heard it.
You and me, demand
we
information.
Right. I don't.
So they give it to us.
I don't even have the television on when the news is on.
Sure you do.
I don't.
Because if you didn't, it wouldn't be there.
No, I don't, really. I read things. I don't watch them. There's a difference, right? 888-302-3684. All right, Kenny, let's find out if people are concerned and are listening to us about the standoff in eastern Ukraine where protesters put up barricades yesterday running. This is in the main thoroughfare going into Luhansk. Of course, everybody in America knows exactly where Luhansk is, right?
We do now.
How many people still don't know where the Ukraine is? Really and truly. Honestly.
Oh, I bet a lot.
Yeah. I saw a survey the other day suggesting like 74% or something don't know. They were asked to go to a map and pick out the Ukraine, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm going to go look at a map right now and see if I was right.
What, where it is?
Well, I was
close.
Where it is?
Where do you think it is?
Well, I knew it was on the southern tip of Russia, but I thought it was on the eastern side, but it's on the western side.
It's on the western side,
isn't
yes.
it by the Caspian
eastern side
that area?
China. Yeah, that's, I mean, the whole Crimean area is a big resort area. That's why they want it. Because it's a very, very, very expensive, lucrative place to go visit.
The scary thing about this whole Ukraine thing is these quote-unquote protesters are Putin's boys.
Putin's boys.
That he's got in there just stirring it up.
Yeah.
And they've arrested a bunch of them.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, whoa, look what's going on here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Ukrainian police have arrested some of the protesters and come to find out, look, you KGB. And
you don't do that any better than Jimmy Fallon.
No. But you know, dang, the light bulb's going off. Look what's going on here. Putin's trying to stir the pot a little bit.
Right.
So you know, now he's saying, "Hey, listen, if military action goes on against these protesters, we might have to step in, and there might be civil war."
Oh no!
You're the one who's stirring the pot,
right?
Sure.
And I remember learning that the Ukraine was Russia's, quote, breadbasket.
It was beautiful till Chernobyl, which is in Ukraine. The land in the Ukraine was the best of any of the so-called eastern, well, we refer to them as the Eastern Bloc nations because they're east of Western Europe, but they're the Western Bloc in the Soviet Socialist Republic. And they were, and again, when you look at the location, you see that it's a good, it's sort of like the same latitude as North Carolina. So that's a good place to be much of the year. Plus, the land there was so beautifully rich. I remember seeing when I landed in the Ukraine at the airport, all around for acres and acres and acres, miles even when we drove out of the airport, of beautiful land, all ruined. Chernobyl's 34 miles from the airport.
Yeah.
So that's the end of whatever goes on in the breadbasket for how many years?
Unless you want your bread to glow in the dark.
I love the names of some of these countries right around Belarus.
Belarus. They make tractors there. And
Belarus?
The tractors, yeah. There are a lot of, you look around, you'll see Belarus tractors.
Estonia.
All over.
I didn't even think Estonia was still there.
Latvia, Lithuania.
Like,
yep.
Pharmaceuticals.
Right, exactly.
It's Poland.
Have bad skin? Use Estonia.
No, Latvia is better for what ails your back.
That's no, that's an exercise.
Wednesday.
I want to build my Latvias.
April 9, my mother's birthday. My mother, if she had lived beyond her 50th year, would be, she was born in 1921, so it would, she'd be 93.
Old.
Be
wow.
93 if she was still alive.
That's the year my mother was born, 1921.
Yeah, well, so she would have been 93 too. Were she to have made it. So I always have cookies for breakfast on my mother's birthday, just because she was so adamant. She never fixed me breakfast, but made sure, actually there were very few things in the house. Maybe that's why I have such a sweet tooth now as an adult, because there were never pies, cookies, cakes, candy, nothing around when we were kids. Didn't have any of that stuff around. Probably was good for our development, but it was, you know, you get into whenever you are.
Sounds like she starved you to
deprived
death.
Deprived of something. No, I mean, we had good meals.
Oh,
one thing before my mother unfortunately had a bad alcohol problem, and but for us, we would eat, and we never had meals with our parents. It was my sisters and me, and my mother would be able to make a meal by late in the afternoon that we could serve ourselves before she was lost in her own sea. And it was actually pretty good. It was a staple stuff. The same things were made. She made very good meatloaf, and she made very good pot roast, and very good chili. Man, was her chili great.
None of that stuff you eat today.
I don't eat, but no. I'll have chili if there's not any meat in it.
Right.
And there's some good chili. I had some chili last week. It didn't do me any good at all. All right, let's talk about what's in the Roberta Queen of Cheap report. That's coming right up. And later in the hour, we'll have our television report here on Good Day.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Fasinelli. The bloggers are all thrilled that Roberta Fasinelli is back with her Queen of Cheap report. And today she has ways for people of all ages and all appetites to save.
Oh, yes, all ages. Let's start with the little ones at their favorite place, Toys R Us. They've got a great buy one, get one free deal going on. This includes all little tykes toys that are $29.99 or less. So you're not going to get that big stuff, buy one, get one free, but you get the smaller stuff.
That's a great deal, though.
Yeah, isn't that great? Crayola markers, pens and pencils, Zelfs, and Skylanders. I have no idea what those are, but I'm sure the kids know what they are. It's a great opportunity if you've got, like, some birthday gifts coming up. You know, that you have to give the
kids. Did you just say birthday?
Birthday. Okay. Birthday.
Why would you underscore that? I was thinking it, but I didn't
birthday,
say it.
Birthday.
Changed.
Birthday.
A birthday.
How many people say birthday with an F? Birthday gifts. I always had a closet stocked with stuff for birthday gifts.
The same people that ask you a question say birthday.
Sometimes I really don't like you guys. Okay.
Really? I'm feeling usual.
After you've been to Toys R Us, you might be hungry, so we've got some incredible restaurant deals for you. Olive Garden, buy one, get one free entree. That expires on the 13th of April, so don't delay on that one. And did you know McDonald's is giving you a free small coffee during their breakfast hours? Just go in there, say, can I un gazzo de café, por favor, and you'll get a free cup of coffee. That expires 13th as well. And Del Taco, I can't believe they're doing this, a free grilled chicken tacos and medium drink soda.
Really?
At absolutely free. Huh. Now, you got to brush your teeth, right, after you have all this food. See, there's a sequence here. Right. So Arm & Hammer is giving away samples of their truly radiant toothpaste, and we tell you how to do that at DougSteffen.com in the Queen of Cheap section. And, of course, you don't want to forget your furry friends, so Purina is giving your meow, your little cat, a free, healthy weight cat chow. Now, this is really kind of funny because you have to take this, like, short pledge, say, I pledge that my cat won't be fat, and they'll donate $50,000 to the Association for Pet Obesity.
No, no fat cats.
No fat cats.
Happy birthday to you, Roberta.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my mother. 21 after on Good Day.
Happy birthday to your mother.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Last night, this show is about Team Blake. Audra McLaughlin performed. This is Ryan White Malone singing Second Chance. I think I can do without this. How many other people think the same as I do with regard to this singer?
Like the same old stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't sit out.
No. Kenny?
It's not my kind of thing, but even so, just listening to him, it's a better quality of singer than you get on American Idol.
Yeah, I think we've all agreed this year, last year, the quality of the performers on The Voice make it better, and that's why the ratings are better for The Voice than they are for American Idol. It's one of their problems. They don't seem to know how to handle that. Okay, so from Ryan White Malone to Madeline Page singing Clarity. This isn't bad. It's a horrible way to talk about somebody. Wow, she's not great, or she is great, but it's not bad.
This is one of the my daughter loves this song.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, why?
Because they play it on her pop station, and she loves the pop station.
Yeah?
Of course. How old is she now?
And she's 7.
Yeah.
She's a pop diva.
Really?
Of course.
Oh, absolutely. She's a pop diva. One Direction.
4 years ago. Yeah.
I like One Direction.
Yeah. They're right up. She knows all their names, has the poster. Been there, done that.
Grow up, Roberta. Will you please grow up?
They're really good.
Roberta Facinelli, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen on Good Day. Next performer, Jake Worthington. Singing Anywhere You Wish, Anywhere With You. So, is the assumption that most of the people on Team Blake would sound like country performers because he's a country guy?
Anybody who is even close to being a country artist picks Blake.
But he's the first one I've heard of the three we've listened to that sounds like a country performer. I don't think
he's got other performers, but anybody who is a contestant when they choose their coach, yes, they absolutely
not all of them would be country performers, but all the country performers would go with him.
Right.
Got it.
Right.
How many are there on each team, by the way? anyway. Usually, the beginning of the season.
Would they start with eight?
Are they that many?
Really?
So there are three judges, right? So there are 24 performers?
There's four judges.
Four judges. All right, so there's 32.
Usher, that cute little Shakira, and then Blake and my Adam. Wife's boyfriend, Adam.
Yeah. All right, next performer is Sassandra Lewis. New York State of Mind, Roberta. I was hoping we'd have time, but we don't, to listen to Blake work through why he chose Audra McLaughlin and this lady, Sassandra Lewis, as the first two members of his top three.
Wow, this is good.
Yeah, she's actually pretty good. That's a good song, isn't it?
Great song. Here, Doug. I gotta hear this.
She won.
Wow.
Made it to the next round.
That's good stuff, man.
Voice. Good stuff here on Good Day. It's 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The statistics vary on how many of our cats are overweight. However, I can say that I've been in way too many homes with fat cats, and I get way too many phone calls and letters from listeners and viewers complaining about their cats being overweight and not having a clue of how to remedy the problem. My response is always the same. I know our cats are smart, but I've yet to meet a cat that has learned how to operate an electric can opener. For the most part, cats are not the ones in charge of dispensing food. Only their human family members are responsible for feeding their pet. The key to trimming kitty's waistline is as follows. Less food, more exercise. All the diet in the world won't help with weight loss if exercise isn't part of it. Here's what I recommend that you do. Feed your cat several small meals throughout the day. It's the best diet for people and pets. A little less food, but break it into maybe three or four feedings. Increase the exercise with cardboard boxes and paper bags. Even chase the cat around the house. Keeping their weight in check will give them that quality and quantity of life they deserve. I'm Warren Eckstein.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build $1 million tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Today's Dudley Stephan Good Day program with Rich McFadden. Jennifer Horn is not here, but Roberta Fasanelli is back. Things are all well with the world. Sunny morning, grass is turning green, cows are chewing their cud, Charlotte is snoring, and John McCain has the quote of the day.
Oh, yeah, what he said.
Okay.
He was talking to Senator Kerry, and these guys are friends. But, you know, in politics, friendship sometimes
sure
go the way of the wind, or at least it's all showbiz. So yesterday, Mr. McCain was criticizing what John Kerry was doing. Matter of fact, he said, what you're doing with Russia is talking strongly and carrying a very, very, very small stick. In fact, it's a twig. You know, the old expression, walk softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
Mr. Kerry has a twig. Mr. Kerry is no Hillary Clinton in any way, shape, or form. Hillary Clinton, despite what you think about Benghazi and all the other things, Kerry just doesn't have it. Mrs. Clinton had it. She's the best Secretary of State we've had, certainly for a long time. You can go back to...
Yeah, the Benghazi fans would dispute you on that.
Well, they would, but that's one incident. And I think you don't judge somebody on one incident.
Yeah, that's a big one.
On a whole, that's a big one, but it isn't... We lost...
Got an ambassador killed.
Yeah, but let's look at it in terms of what other things were accomplished. You can take that line if you want to. I don't care to, frankly. I think that you could.
That's what makes it hard to forget.
But there are a lot of things that are hard to forget. I mean, Reagan went into, what was the country that we invaded?
Grenada.
Yeah, what for?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there you go. And I like Reagan, and I like Mrs. Clinton, but they're not perfect. Nobody is perfect.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that she was the one who made the final call. I think you could go up the ladder a little bit on that one.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah. Okay. So then there is a reason for me to approach the
which would also be the reason that Kerry doesn't have a big stick.
Yeah, because...
And is a little twig, because they won't give him the big stick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They say, here's your twig, and you go out and do what you can with it.
All right, let's talk about winners. This is really something superlative when you consider UConn men won on Monday night. And then last night, the UConn women win. So the same school wins both the men and the women's tournament.
Wow.
Only happened once before in the history of the NCAA, the March Madness or Final Four.
My question was, when I heard the UConn women won, is there anything left to burn down in Connecticut?
I don't. What was burned down? I didn't.
Oh, you didn't see.
I saw.
You didn't see the clips of the students burning the cars and then building a human just shield so that the firefighters couldn't get through and chanting,
nope.
"Let it burn, let it burn."
No, I tend to veer away from those things. I was only looking at the good stuff. Those things disgust me. Why do people do that?
It makes you think. Why would any school want to win a national championship when you know that the thugs and the punks are going to burn down your campus and your surrounding city?
That's right. It's really scary. All right, so I was feeling good until you gave me that insight.
Sorry. Let it burn.
All right, so here's something else you may not feel particularly good about today. The story of this new virus that you may or may not have heard about, new to our country, spread to farms in 27 states.
Ooh.
Scientists don't know how it got into our country, but it's causing millions of pigs, baby pigs, to die. Baby pigs dying all over the country, and nobody knows why.
I heard one farmer lost 13,000 pigs.
Yeah.
One farmer. That's a big farm.
Yeah.
If you lose 13,000 pigs.
Yeah.
Bacon prices through the roof.
The bacon prices are through the roof. But here's what I don't understand, Doug, and maybe you can help me with this.
Maybe I can.
Bacon prices have risen 13% in the last year.
Yeah.
Although pork chops have only gone up like 5%.
Bacon is more desirable than pork chops. More bacon is sold than pork chops.
So it's just a popularity thing.
Right. Exactly. More than anything else. Okay, so now let's get to the New York report as long as Roberta's back.
Okay.
Mayor Bill Blasio has, in his first 100 days, had some victories, but more flops, it appears. Observers looking at what he has done often call the nation's second toughest political job being the mayor of New York. Interesting that Mr. Bloomberg did such a great job with it for so many years, and this guy is already on the ropes. It just shows you the caliber of people. Very few politicians and statesmen are of the caliber and fiber of, you can say what you want about Bloomberg and the drink things and smoking, and all that. But you know what? The city really ran. Now already, blah, blah.
Is this a case, I mean, is this guy really this bad? Or is this a case of, like, trying to be a quarterback that has to go in and play for a Super Bowl winning quarterback, you know?
How do you replace the
superstar,
you
know?
You don't want to be the next mayor. Blah, Blasio is the, he wanted the job and worked hard to get it, but he's
paid a lot to get it.
But their philosophies are very different. Bloomberg's philosophy and de Blasio's philosophy, very, very different philosophies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the big difference.
You, if we were to pick one of the two, you would pick Bloomberg hands down.
In a heartbeat. I'd like to see Bloomberg as president.
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
Actually, I would like to see him as president.
Look, we elected him for a third term, which, you know, was not allowed.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right, so as long as we're in New York, Roberta, an auditor for the Department of Environmental Protection sent and received more than 12,000 personal text messages on his city-issued phone running up a bill under the new Blasio administration of $3,000 already. The information was made public on Monday. Pierre St. Louis. Is he related to Pierre on our program? St. Louis used his city-issued BlackBerry for 12,394 personal text messages over the earlier months this year in violation of a city regulation. The Conflict of Interest Board is investigating. You have a Conflict of Interest Board in New York City?
Who doesn't have an unlimited text plan nowadays?
That's what I was going to say. There's no unlimited text? That's so weird.
The let's see. The city spent $3,089, which he's paying back. That's more the question of this guy using it for his own personal use. What kind of a plan is the city of New York got?
Right?
Huh? How do you?
Why would you not
justify that?
Had an unlimited texting plan.
That's amazing, isn't it? That is amazing. All right, so let's see here. A couple of other things. moms changing their point of view about work. And this is because, not the fact that women don't want a career, but the daycare centers that have been built and the cost of the child care in general is most likely to be the reason that women will cite moms staying home to take care of their children because it costs too much money. They can't make any money. They can't go to work and pay for child care at the same time. So stay home and take care of the children.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're deciding. What do you think of that?
My son's fourth grade teacher, who was also his first grade teacher and a friend of ours, mm-hmm. has her kids in an afternoon program at the school. And they were like, hey, favor, on Mondays, can our kids stay at your house for a few hours? We're trying to get them out of the after school program, and because it's just too expensive.
Yeah.
And, you know, so they're trying to work out ways where, you know, okay, their mom can come watch them and they can stay with a friend for a few hours on this day or whatever. And it's crazy what it costs you for child care. And you look at some of these child care centers, these after school centers, I mean, they're huge, beautiful buildings.
Yeah.
It used to be like in these little somebody's house and stuff. Now it's like these.
I remember being on the roof of the public school, you know, and it was all caged in. So I guess.
Yeah, now it's like this big corporate entity thing. Now there's a lot of money in it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's big business.
I think part of the problem is that the school day ends at 2 or 3 o'clock instead of ending at the same time that the work day ends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
It was all based on an agriculture economy, the school hours.
So make them work 9 to 5?
There ought to be school activities from 7 in the morning until 7 at night. Why not?
Think of how much more kids could learn and how much more benefits they could get. They could do music programs. They could do art programs.
Roberta,
they could do sports programs.
Come out of the closet now.
She is in the closet.
You know, when my daughter was going to LaGuardia, they went from 8 to 4. 8-hour day.
All right, I have something in honor of Roberta being back, Richie.
Yes, what is it?
I decided that there ought to be at least a couple of ways for us to acknowledge how much we've missed Roberta.
Okay.
So I have the blonde accepting a new job story.
Oh, cool.
Blonde applied for a job. When she returned home, her mother asked how the interview went. Actually, it went pretty well, said the blonde. But if I go to work there, I won't get a vacation unless I'm married. Mother, of course, had never heard of such a thing and asked, is that the story? They told you that? No, replied the blonde. They didn't tell me that, but on the application it said vacation time may not be taken until after you've had your first anniversary. 16 before the hour, television report up next here on Good Day.
That's bad.
When you had to write a paper on Abraham Lincoln, you didn't write it the night before it was due. You wrote it on the way to school that morning. And sure, it had bus handwriting, but you had one heck of a weekend. Deadlines have never scared you. They're dead. What can they do? And now you've only got a few days left to do your taxes, and you're not even breaking a sweat. Because you know you can get on TurboTax whenever you want, answer a few questions about your year, and finish your taxes at the exact minute you planned. The last minute. Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet that lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to intuit.turbotaxpreparationlist.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to mybenefits45.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says mybenefits45.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to mybenefits45.com now. That's mybenefits45.com.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand-name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by June 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends May 31st, 2014.
Let's get to the television report now. First item of interest that if Jennifer were here, she'd be on this hot. The Weather Channel, returning to DirecTV. The companies have reached a new carriage agreement. Nobody really understands how intricate these new inner workings with the DirecTV, Time Warner, whatever the company is, that are charging you hundreds, literally, even for sort of minimum plans. I have a very minimum plan on the house in Los Angeles, in Santa Monica. $212 a month.
Wow.
So basically, nothing.
Wow.
I have.
That's what I pay here.
Yeah. I don't have the movie package. They charge you, I think it's $87 just to be able to use it for the internet, because I don't have, we don't have Fios there. So all of my connections to my, the computers and that sort of thing come off of, their, what do you call it? What do they call it? What am I looking for? What's the thing that, the router, right? That comes off of there. That's what it comes from. So, these people are trying to get every nickel. That's why it's, what are they paying? They're paying, Comcast paying $65 billion or something to buy, is that the right number? Some ridiculously crazy number to buy out Time Warner. There's a lot of money in these things, and I don't think people realize it.
Ooh, we have some cancellations, Dudley. Did you see this?
I did. Well, I saw what I was looking with the positive side of it, that which was renewed, Game of Thrones.
Oh, of course.
All right, tell me what's been canceled.
Lucky 7. Yeah. Don't even know what that is. Back in the Game. Betrayal. Yeah. Killer Women, which is the Sofia Vergara thing, which was actually a pretty interesting show.
Yeah.
Once Upon a Time in Wonderland and Mind Games. On the Bubble is Mixology. Trophy Wife, Super Fun Night, which is actually a good show.
Mm-hmm.
You, Doug Steffen, would really like Super Fun Night. It's
I like Hollywood Game Night.
That's something I'm thinking about.
Yeah,
yeah, you watch that. That's very good.
Yeah,
all right, Super Fun Night is that sitcom, The Neighbors in Nashville. I can't believe Nashville's on the bubble.
Yeah, that's a good show.
Really,
A&E has renewed Bates Motel for a third season. Jillian Michaels has had enough of The Biggest Loser, and she's not covering her feelings. Being concerned about the direction the show has taken, she's turned off by the mean-spirited storylines and the poor care of the contestants. She wants off the show because she doesn't want to be portrayed as the bad guy. She's worried the program doesn't pay attention to the contestants, their health, or well-being. The final straw came when last season's winner lost what Michaels felt was way too much weight.
Wow, look at this. Over on CBS?
Yeah.
On the Bubble?
Yeah.
The Mentalist.
Yeah, I heard that was on the Bubble. Yeah, that was
the Crazy Ones is also on the Bubble.
Yeah, 51 after.
Wow.
Don't
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Three after the hour, Rich McFadden cracking the whip, getting into Warren Eckstein's visit. A lot of things to talk about today, including animals running for political office. What's the tick and flea season going to look like this year? Warren Eckstein is your animal's best friend, and he's brought to us by the folks who work with him to create that wonderful vitamin and mineral line for your pet called Hugs and Kisses. And here's Warren to explain more.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
Warren Eckstein is here with us on the Good Day program to discuss some of the pet issues of the week. It is springtime. Flea and tick season is predicted to start early this year. So if people want to act now, what do you suggest they do to make sure that their dog and their cat are not going to be attacked and eaten up by the fleas and ticks around, Warren?
Well, prevention's obviously the best resolution. Now, you just did a commercial for Hugs and Kisses. Let me explain something that's really important to people. Fleas survive on blood. That is their entire diet. It's blood, blood, and more blood.
Yeah.
If a dog or cat has dry skin, fleas are much more attracted to a dog or cat with dry skin because it's much easier to burrow in and get to the blood. So the first thing you need to do is find out if, in fact, your dog or cat does have fleas. I use Warren's white towel test. If you take a dog or a cat, roll them around in a white towel, and you see flecks in the towel, take those flecks, put them on a wet paper towel. If they turn red, you have fleas. The resolution, easy. You need to treat the pet and the environment at the same time. The problem is most people will go to the store and they'll buy bombs and sprays and this. By the time they finish up, the dog is glowing because he's nuclear. There are now natural ways. I mean,
yeah.
I always talk about this on my show. There are all natural herbal flea sprays that you can use now if you brush your dog or cat on a regular basis. But it's important to treat the environment and the dog at the same time. And here's a little secret. I don't believe in flea collars on pets. Uh-uh. But every year I buy flea collars, I cut them up, and I put them in my vacuum cleaner. This way, when I vacuum the house, I'm sure that any eggs or fleas that I vacuum up are not going to get out and reinfest the house.
Right, the other thing you can do for your dog, especially, I don't know if it works for cats, the skin reacts well to oil. Omega-3 oils for your dog, whether capsule form or you give them cod liver oil, but that's a way to make their skin and their coat much healthier. Is that not correct?
It is correct. However, the most important thing for skin and coat is an all-natural ingredient called lecithin. If you
let's say you
went into a store and you said, listen, I'm having trouble with my head, they would recommend lecithin for you, and that's real important for dogs.
Warren, a lot of fleas in my head. As big of a problem on short-haired dogs as they are on long-haired dogs, does it make a difference?
It really doesn't make a difference, because once the fleas get through the hair and they're down at the skin, if the skin is dry, they're just going to burrow in.
So it's the skin that matters, not the hair.
Exactly. When the world comes to an end, rest assured that fleas and cockroaches will be around.
Perfect. All right, speaking of cockroaches, 11 animals around the country are running for political office. This is a big number, higher than it usually is. Who's running?
Not only dogs and cats. Actually, it's 11 animals running in one town in Colorado.
Really?
It's called Divide, Colorado. And here's the animals. There's a hedgehog running for mayor, a wolf, a jackass. Well, that one's upright. Cats, dogs. So there's 11.
So Blasio is running out there, too.
You know what's important, though? I mean, it sounds funny and it's kind of ludicrous, but I think it adds some humor to politics. And believe me, nowadays we can use a little humor in politics. And who knows? I would vote for a dog anyway.
All right. Now, you have a bucket list that you've prepared for your dog. Should people do this?
I do. In other words, my dog's a part of my family. And as my family gets older, whether it be my father, my grandparents, you know, or my dogs, the bottom line is I want to make sure as they come into those chronologically challenged years, I like to make sure they enjoy life. So what I did is I started creating a bucket list for my dog. For example, where would he like to go? What would he like to do? What do I think my dog would like to see? And I'm going to follow through on this bucket list.
Is this the German Shepherd or the Chihuahua?
The Chihuahua's a little younger. The Shepherd's getting a little older and has some physical problems. So we're gonna take some nice rides together.
That's nice. I've taken Charlotte all over the country. It's probably not much. And
you're a little twisted. You know that, right, Warren?
I'm a little twisted?
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting. It's not the first time I heard that.
That helps him be good on the radio.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.